A soft rain fell in the still Florida night as a cracker boy sat beneath the tree. His mind kept going back to his childhood when he'd sat on his grandmama's knee. He thought about that old house she lived in, the one his great-granddaddy built. That old wood stove in the kitchen and the bed with the handmade quilt. And he wondered why I always thought about it. Well, maybe he really was insane, like so many people had told him all those years in Vietnam had killed his brain. Thought about those years of isolation, but prisoners of war were never told what was going on back in Florida, and that the old home place was sold. And a soft rain fell in the still Florida night as a cracker boy's eyes filled with tears. He just couldn't get used to all of these changes, though he'd been back home for nearly 20 years. He thought about the time he tried to find it, tried to see the old home place once more. How he had found that high-rise office building and all those condominiums next door. The family told him how it happened when the big developers were moving in. They had bought up the land all around them, but they'd refused to sell until the very end. Then the city annexed the old home place, and they had the family's back against the wall. If they wouldn't sell, then they would condemn it. They just didn't want to fight City Hall. A soft rain fell in the still Florida night as a cracker boy sat there all alone, thinking about these trees he used to play in and how tomorrow they'd be gone. He heard the political speeches about how these trees must come down to make room for a new shopping center so more people would move into our town. He thought about all those politicians and how they seemed so obsessed with development, and he knew they never would be happy until the whole state was covered with cement. And a soft rain fell in the still Florida night as a cracker boy sat beneath the trees, listening to the gentle rain falling so quietly on this canopy of leaves. He was glad the dry spell was over. Well, these trees sure needed this rain. And it was then he realized he wasn't crazy, but the whole damn state of Florida had gone insane. The developers were not entirely blameless, but the politicians gave them a free hand, and they were elected by the people. Well, it's the people who's destroying the land. He knew these careers politicians would gladly keep developers at bay, but they were only doing what the voters wanted to keep their jobs come next election day. And the soft rain kept falling in the still